Hi everyone, it is Corinne Rayson here, and I am your host on our brand new show, The Wellbeing Project. Now, I'm very excited to launch this interview where I'll be teaching you skills and techniques to assess your life priorities. So this is a fantastic way to discover what parts of your life need that extra focus, attention, and energy. Because what happens is we find ourselves very much invested in only a couple of areas of our life. And as a consequence, the other areas of our life have a knock-on effect, meaning that they tend to get neglected. So let's get stuck in. Hi, everyone. Those of you who don't know me, my name is Corinne Rayson, and I am the owner of The Crew Coach. What I want you to do with you today is a quick reset. It's now the beginning of the year, and I think there's nothing better than doing a quick check-in with yourself and seeing where you're at. I did an Instagram story not so long ago where I asked you whether there is an area in your life that was out of balance. 97% of you said yes. So let's look at that. What I want you to do now quickly is think about what is important to you in your life. So for myself, my career is very important. My family, my friends, work-life balance, and having fun. I would say those are my health. Yeah, six. Those are my core priorities right now. And it might look a little bit different to you. You might want to add finances in there, or you want to add intimate relationships. There's so many different priorities that you can add. So I just want you to take a moment to think about what is important in your life right now. Once you've done that, I then want you to grade it. And what I mean by grading it is we're going to look at a scale from 1 to 10. 10, you are most satisfied in your life. So you're feeling great. You're feeling fulfilled in this area. And 0 is you feeling very dissatisfied in this area. So I want you to take a moment, look at each priority that you've identified and grade it on a scale of 0 to 10. Once you've done that, I'm going to ask you a couple of reflective questions. So I have written them down and I will read them to you. So looking at how you've graded them, is there anything there that surprises you? How do you feel about your life as you look at the different scores that you've allocated? So you should have maybe a 2, a 7, a 10, a 4. It's going to look very varied. And why this is helpful is that you're getting a helicopter's eye view over your life. So this is helping you to see your life from a different perspective. Now, the third question is, how do you currently spend time in these areas? How would you like to spend time in these areas? So, for example, for myself, I spend a lot of my time working. So I'm very focused and dedicated in my career. But what happens when I invest all my energy there is you start to notice other areas in your life that are not getting as much attention. And when we don't give attention to our other life priorities, we may notice a dissatisfaction in that area. So for example, with regards to health, I'm not prioritizing my health and wellness when I'm spending all my time at work. So what you notice is that the other areas in your life aren't getting the attention that it needs. So for example, if I'm working all the time, then I'm not going to be focused on my health and wellness. And when I don't focus on my health and wellness, I will become more tired. I will notice a lack of energy. I'll get increased backache because I'm not doing my stretches and I'm not taking care of my body. So I would be extremely dissatisfied in that area. What would need to happen in order to make that score a 10? So for example, what would I need to do to increase my satisfaction around health and wellness? I would have to commit to doing yoga a couple of times a week. I would maybe need to do some meal prep. So there's different actions that you can take to help you increase that score. What would a score of 10 look like? I want you to visualize what you would be doing, where would you be, and how would you be feeling? So if I visualized going to my yoga studio more, or if I visualized buying fresh fruits and vegetables and cooking some beautiful meals and putting them away in the freezer, so when I don't have time that I can whip up something that is really healthy and nourishing, I'm going to feel so much better about myself. I'm going to feel like I am giving my body the respect that it needs. I'm going to feel energized. I'm going to feel more in control of my life. So number six, which of these categories would you most like to improve? So look at the areas where the scores are low. Those are the priorities that you need to work on. How could you make space for these changes in your life? So you might need to make some sacrifices. If you're out partying and drinking all the time, you might need to set some boundaries around that so you can use that energy in your other life priorities. What help and support might you need from others to make changes and be more satisfied in your life? There's nothing better than having an accountability buddy. What change should you make first? And what change do you want to make first? So there's obviously competing priorities, and we might not be able to address them all at one time, but I would focus on the score that is the lowest and see what commitments you can make in those areas. They need to be realistic. Don't set yourself goals that you cannot achieve, because then you'll make it difficult for yourself and you might not want to continue to pursue those commitments. Last one, if there was one key action you could take that would begin to bring everything into balance, what would it be? There we go, guys. I hope that is helpful. If you get stuck or you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to send me a message and I'll be very happy to help you out. Hi, everyone. I hope you found that technique helpful and it's given you a little bit more insight into your life and what you need to prioritize. Now, just to let you know that I'll be opening the doors to my signature course, Discover Your Career Potential, on the 22nd of February. There are only limited places available, and this course opens only twice a year. So if you are interested, get in touch before the places sell out. Speak soon. Bye for now.